What? You guys are all like dressed up.
So, who are you guys?
Hi, I'm Steve Cellini. I run an evangelism team at Microsoft, and my team also runs the PDC.
And this is the PDC team, right?
This is part of the PDC team. The PDC is this huge volunteer effort, and what we do, the folks in this room focus mostly on content and community. I'm the overall event owner. So we try to keep tabs on everything that's going on. We try to herd some cats, herd some sheep, whatever analogy. It's a little bit chaotic, and that's what we do. So it's hard to say that any, you know, it's this huge effort. Hundreds of people involved.
Right. Now, who are you guys?
I'm Jeff Sandquist. I'm driving the community stuff for PDC. You know, everything from what are we doing online with blogs and Channel 9 and what are we doing at the event around our track lounges.
Cool.
And I'm Jeremy Massner, and when Steve says he runs PDC, what he means is he jogs kind of at a slow pace and the rest of us sprint like mad to try and actually get PDC.
So what's going to be cool?
Is it good? Is it too early?
It is like, you know, herding cats. Think of speedboats racing around, sort of generally headed towards the same point on the horizon. Whatever your analogy, in the end, by the week of September 12th, it comes together. And it's
right.
Very exciting. And part of the chaotic nature, I think, that makes the PDC special is that you have a bunch of people thinking, you know, here's this great opportunity to talk about what I've been working on for the past year or 2 years. And it comes through, and people are really excited about getting this stuff out there. I think the PDC shows the best of Microsoft in that regard, that people have been working on this stuff, heads down in their offices like this, and they are excited about the opportunity to get out there. And so our job is to harness that energy.
It's always amazing to me. The ticket sales this year are even stronger than last year.
Yeah,
last time when we sold out.
We don't want to talk too much about that, but yeah, the things are going pretty well, and it's heartening to see that there's that level of interest, and I think, you know, come September we'll see some pretty exciting stuff.
So what's going to be new or different about the PDC this year?
Well, so I blew my intro because I was busy putting down Steve. So I should start again. So I'm the content owner, the content wrangler, content herder, whatever you want to use. So I can talk a little bit about content.
So you probably know where Don Box is going to be speaking, right?
I'm working on it.
If you check his blog, we have an idea as to what he'll be wearing.
Yeah.
Which apparently
there's a new business opportunity for marketing opportunities like companies like Cafe Press and things like that for what Don is promoting for merchandise.
Is he going to have a Cafe Press thong? The Don thong?
You can check it on your own if you want.
He had the Don Boxers. I have a pair of the Don Boxers. So.
Let's just say you're getting one.
Okay, next. All right. Pause.
So back to Jeremy and content.
Content. So you said what did you want? What's new or what's exciting or what's different?
Yeah, tell me about what's going to be different maybe than the PDC last time.
All right. Well, so obviously we're going to have a different set of content. But in terms of sort of structurally, I'd say there's a couple of things on content. One is we had discussions. We spent about 2 months ahead of the PDC all talking a bunch about saying what do we want to do this PDC? What can we build on from 2003? I blogged about it a bunch. We're going to try and really refocus our level of technical depth at PDC.
Yeah.
We really want PDC to be the place where senior architects and devs go, which means we need to have content that matches their expectations. So we're going to really try and move away from doing kind of, you know, 200 and 300 level sort of API review stuff that if you read the docs, you pick up anyways, and focus much more on scenarios about using multiple technologies together and getting a good set of 400 level really deep dive technologies that are going down. So that might be anything from performance optimizing for ASP.NET. It might be the internals of Avalon and its graphics rendering layer. It might be Raymond Chen talking about his, you know, five things about Win32 that every developer ought to know but probably doesn't. We really want to get that
level. Is Raymond coming?
He is. He blogged about it.
Wow.
Did you not read his
blog? I can't even get an interview with Raymond. You got him on stage.
It's his first conference
in
8 years.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. A lot of good comments on his blog that people are excited about his talk. So that's going to be something that we do differently in content. I think, so related to the depth, I mentioned the scenarios. We really are going to focus on that also, which I think is something that's a step above what we did in 2003.
In 2003, I was the content owner, which is the role that Jeremy is playing now, and I have to say that I'm pretty excited about how we've really taken what we've learned in 2003. You did a pretty good job in 2003, I think, but we've really, Jeremy's looked at what we've done. We've taken a lot of feedback internally and externally, and Jeremy sort of put all this together, and we've really, I think, thought of a great way to turn the crank on the whole content process and we're doing a much better job this time.
Yeah.
I think I'm really excited about where we're going.
How is the PDC changing over the past couple of PDC? One area was, last time was the first time it was really widely blogged, and I'm at every conference I go to, and I've been at a couple in the past month, I see every attendee on computers now. And that's a huge change from when I used to plan conferences in the late 90s.
The community is really, you know, one of the things, you know, so I'm driving a lot of the community stuff, and, you know, I think I counted last night about 20 different people that are working on about 20 different projects that have the community buzzword associated to it. And that's everything from, you know, things that are going to happen online, like you say, with, you know, blogging and Channel 9 and forums and discussions and stuff like that. And I just see, like, community is just an ingredient of what we do at the PDC. Our conferences are changing. You have people blogging about sessions. You have people talking about sessions. You got, Channel 9 will do interviews of people after they come out of the sessions. But it's not always all of, you know, people are going to be on their laptops, are going to be blogging, but, you know, one of the reasons I come to the PDC is to connect with people one-on-one, whether that's my peers. You know, when I was an attendee and didn't work at Microsoft, it was like, who are my peers and how do I connect with them? You know, some of the best talks happen in the hallways or over lunch or with Anders on a whiteboard in one of the community lounges. And then we also have, hey, it's Donald Gold.
Is that you?
Is that you?
Yes,
calling?
I've been calling you.
Come on in.
Sorry, I went to Whistler and waited. And then
come on in.
You're out of chair.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, hi. Filming.
That's a camera.
Sorry, I'm Dawn Livingston. Hi.
And what do you do on the PDC?
Marketing,
all right.
Yeah,
So I think, Dawn, we might have some questions for you about the unusual and new approach we're taking for marketing at this PDC.
Okay, I can speak to
it. Oh, wait a minute.
Put her on the slide.
Are we doing anything different?
We're jumping. Yes, we
can
are.
Can we give her a little bit of time?
Yeah, actually, you should have a seat. And Jeff was talking about
it.
So one thing I wanted to talk about at the PDC was that we are doing differently this time. So, you know, at the last PDC, we had these, like, community lounges, and they were scattered all right around and amongst the building. We had, you know, good Wi-Fi. You had, places to sit down. You could talk to Anders and need whiteboard and stuff, but they were scattered all over the event. At this PDC, because this is Channel 9, I can actually talk to about the bar. And we call this the big ass, oops, sorry, action.
Action room.
Action room. And you know what is going to be kind of cool about this is, you know, it's going to be the one place to go. If you're not in a session, this is where you want to be. If you're at the last PDC where you go by registration before, it's going to be up there where the exhibitors and everything were. Left and right, you're going to eat. Up in the front, we're going to have community lounges, good Wi-Fi. You're going to have the ComNet somewhere. You're going
now, the
to
ComNet,
have...
Talk about the ComNet, man. When I first came to my first Microsoft conference, that was what blew me away. It was seeing the hundreds of computers just sitting there.
Well, it's not just the ComNet. Back over here, we have the hands-on labs. So you're going to go to this one place for eating, for the track lounges. You're going, you know, connecting with Microsoft 101. You're going to go there for... The hands-on labs. You're going to go there
Jeff's
for that.
NASA's not really drawn to scale, by the way.
Yeah.
This is like football size.
It's 1 to 1 millionth scale.
Yeah.
But the hands-on lab will have 600 machines. We'll have another area called ComNet with another couple hundred machines, where you can access the internet and check your email and stuff like that. So I mean, the numbers are going to be there.
Yeah.
You'll have these community lounges all in one place, so that if you're over here on talking to people that are into client technologies. And you say, oh, no, I have this question with some server stuff. They'll run you over to another place. There's going to be, you know, flat panel screens for demos there, people whiteboarding, people sitting around in beanbags. We've got some really cool beanbags that we're going to do for Channel 9.
And right in the middle is the sponsor and exhibitor area. Yeah. So, you know, you'll be able to go and see third parties, and the tools, components, the courses and consulting services they have as well. So it's everything's going to be mixed up there. We've never done anything like this before.
It's kind of an analogy between either, like, you know, underneath the grandstand at a big state fair.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff going on. Somewhere around over here, Scoble's going to be with, we're going to have some beanbags, or these Channel 9 kind of stuff. We're going to be filming videos there, interviewing people. Come over, maybe you'll get on Channel 9. But this is going to be a lot of fun. And that is something definitely we're doing very differently at this PDC. So, community isn't always just online and blogging.
No, no. but what I was trying to get at is, now that everybody's online during the session, how is that changing your approach to content? Because as a speaker, it sure has changed my approach, because I know, in fact, at one of the sessions, I put up the IRC chat room behind me, and people were able to comment on me while I was speaking, and that was pretty interesting.
You know, we actually tried that in 2003 with this Vibes app, and we had news groups and ways people could post, and we found that people didn't really post that much during sessions, if at all, in fact. But for the panels, which is the thing I ran last year, we tried expressly to say, we're going to have the moderators going to have their machine open to the chat room and to the conversation threads and Vibes, and everyone posts their questions. I don't know that we got any questions actually that came across. So
we got good blogging though, and you know, make sure, I think tagging is going to be really big for those people that know what tagging is. I think people are going to, there's a tag on Technorati, PDC05,
yeah.
So PDC05, tag your posts with that. Tag your Flickr pictures, you know, leading up to the event. Hey, you register or something like that. Take a picture of yourself when you're registering if you want to be kind of geeky. I think tagging's going to be big. I think people are going to be blogging like crazy. And I think that's where it's going to really come down, where you're going to get a lot of excitement.
During the keynote, I was behind the stage with some of the execs, and they were actually refreshing the blogs to see what people were saying live about what was going on out in front.
At the last PDC, that was kind of sort of still new. Yeah. 2 years later, it's a given.
Yeah.
And so we're working really hard on the Wi-Fi to see if it'll be a challenge. The big room that Jeff just described will actually be a challenge. We're working hard specifically to make that happen. To answer another part of your question, another way the conferences have changed is that since the last PDC, the whole CTP idea has come around. So at the last
PDC,
CTP is Community Technology Preview.
Yeah.
And that's great where, name. You know, so for instance, Microsoft makes CTP early versions of its software, like Visual Studio 2005, WIDBI, UConn, WinFX, Longhorn, make it available on MSDN, you know, on a regular basis. So if I'm getting these bits on, you know, online from MSDN, why do I need to go to the PDC? Yeah. Up until the last PDC, one of the main reasons, you know, people would tell us they went to the PDC is because they could get the bits. Now, why do I go to the PDC if the bits are here? So you sort of asked what's changed since last time, and this is a big change as well. And I think it sort of just forces us to really make sure that we understand what the PDC is about, and a lot of it is, as Jeff said, you know, is about the face-to-face communication. We're really trying to do everything we can to make that really productive. And then obviously the content that Jeremy's working on, make this content the best content that you get, that really you couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
I think another reason to go to the PDC is because you really don't know what you don't know yet.
Yeah.
We've been talking a little bit about this and thinking about why go to conferences? Everything's online. Why do I go to conferences? I think one is you don't really know what you don't know yet. You're gonna learn things, you're gonna be surprised. And we spend, especially through the content process that Jeremy's running, we spend a lot of time trying to bubble up this high level strategic messages and sort of directions that we want people to be aware of. We're taking the time. Jeremy's track meetings are 4+ hours every week.
Who's all in those?
Seriously senior talent in there. We're spending a lot of time thinking, what's the key messages that we, and roadmap and direction we want people to understand in 150 sessions? Do you want to talk about that?
I use it to judge how good a technology is too, because it's one thing to see a little video on Channel 9 or something. It's another thing to have the guy who built the product in a room
demonstrating
the technology.
And that person has spent a serious amount of time thinking about what is important about what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
I need to get this across in a breakout session or in a keynote. I'm going to spend some time thinking about all the things I'm doing, you know, the hundreds of APIs that are in my new namespace. What am I going to focus on?
Yeah.
That's actually one of the things that, well, I sort of wrote a little content manifesto. I think I may have posted parts of it to my blog. I'm trying to remember how much is out there. But when I think about sort of, what is PDC all about? What do we want attendees to get out of it? We really want them to understand where our platform is going, the entire Microsoft platform, where we see the future direction, what scenarios we think we're trying to enable, and then the sort of third part of that is trust that they can bet on the platform. And that's something when I talk about sort of the going deep on the formal level stuff, something I really want to hit this year at PDC, which is not just having someone coming up and talk about, you know, blah, 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 Indigo or blah, 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 Avalon, you know, the same stuff you could get from reading the docs, but really going the next level deep and saying, let me tell you why we designed it this way and what we were thinking about, what we were hoping to enable, and let me give you some proof points. We're going to do some of these 400-level sessions so that if you're someone who's thinking about, gee, should I think about DirectX or manage DirectX, or should I think about Avalon, or you know, should I think about Wizzy, or should I think about Indigo, and you're trying to make these decisions, we want to give you enough technical detail about how the system works that as an architect you leave PDC confident saying, I understand what those guys are up to, and I really believe it's gonna meet my needs. Or it's not gonna meet my needs, in which case, give us some feedback, please, and we will do our best to take that into account. That's the other, I think, neat thing about the PDC is, especially, you know, if you talk about PDC 2003, we heard a lot of feedback, and I think we did a pretty good job listening.
Well, we changed major product plans based on that feedback.
We absolutely did.
Longhorn is a specific one.
Right. Yeah, so and one goes down level now. That was a major piece of feedback we heard in 2003.
Yeah. So we took. I mean, we changed plans. We took extra time that we weren't planning to take, and listened to when people said, you know, hey, we can't bet on this technology because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That was taken pretty seriously, and people said, oh, boy, we want them to bet on this thing. We better take that into account.
Yeah, PDC doesn't happen every year, is I think the one thing, you know, we all, you know, being on the team and being involved in the last PDC, I keep on saying last year at PDC, but it was actually 2 years ago. And one of the cool things about PDC is that it isn't every year, it's when we're ready to make some news.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets me excited, is that it's, you know, it's not the yearly cycle, it's like, okay, there's some things going on, it's time to get together for a PDC, and let's get together in LA again.
Yep. So this time, I mean, we haven't actually said, I mean, we have a PDC when we think we have a new part of the roadmap to talk about and go into detail, and this time it's about Longhorn.
Yeah.
You know, Longhorn client, Longhorn server. You know, we talked about Longhorn client in 03. We've got a bunch more news. We think when people see it, they're going to be pretty excited about it from an end-user perspective. They're going to look at it and say, this is pretty good. I see what you guys went up to for the last 2 years. And also from a development perspective. And also, for the first time, we're really going to amp the developer features of Office. Next version of Office 12.
So this is the first time Office is coming to the PDC.
No, they were there last time. They had a number of pre-conferences, a number of sessions, but this is the first time where there's a really concerted effort on the part of the Office team to really make a development platform.
Right.
So they really haven't previously been walking around saying, we got to think about the developer platform. It's always been, you know, how do we make this a great end user product? So this time, they're showing up for the developer in a big way.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear about, from a product theme perspective, you're going to hear about those two things a lot, as well as a number of other things that are also pretty cool that we really can't talk about right now.
Yeah, but you mentioned Don Bach. That's one of the neat things, right? So good to hear Don talk about it. I probably shouldn't give away his whole talk. Well, he's thinking about things like the future of distributed applications and how you take data and communications and modeling and process and workflow. And what does this all mean? What are we going to be doing in the next 10 years? So. Yeah.
Anders is coming, right, to talk about the future of languages.
Sure. I mean, he already gave some hints on the future of C# on Channel 9, right?
We can
link out to that video.
He's a real smart guy. He invented several languages at Borland and then came here.
Yeah, and he's talking with Dave Campbell, who's a senior engineer on the SQL team, who's planning, you know, sort of the future of the SQL engine and WinFS and ADO.NET and all those data access things.
Yeah.
And so you take, you know, again, this is big stuff, right? What's the future of data storage, data language integration, data access APIs, and those guys, because PDC is coming, Dave Campbell and Anders are having weekly meetings to really hash that stuff out and say, we understand how all this technology is going to come together over the next 2-3 years, and we're going to be able to explain it to people and really, really put it together.
Right.
That's
now, I'll play devil's advocate. One of the complaints I saw on my blog and out in the PDC blog is, okay, the last couple of PDCs had a big vision, but the stuff hasn't quite shipped in the way we were.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
And you know,
so how do we know it's real this time?
Yeah, I was at PDC 2001, obviously 2003, and Jeremy mentioned the feedback loop a bit. You know, in 2001, we went pretty wide, pretty early with some new ideas we had. We listened to the feedback, changed those ideas. In 2003, we went pretty big, pretty early, very transparent on these plans. Got some feedback, we changed them. So the balance is being completely open, you know, with what we're building pretty early, but the risk is that what we share with you may change. And this is, this is really different. This PDC will be the 11th PDC for the company. It's always been this early strategic roadmap type conference for the developer. I couldn't tell you many times things have changed as a result of all that feedback. It's really different than the way, you know, maybe other companies do it, which is maybe they work and, you know, they build this cool thing and they put it out there and it's done and, you know, it should work for you. We take a very different approach. So there's always the risk that when we talk about something big, you know, it will change, and it will change because we heard feedback from you, or because, you know, we put all these things again, we realize something has to change. Mm-hmm. Having said that, at this PDC, we're trying to pay some particular attention to, and Jeremy can talk about in the track meetings, we bucket technologies into, you know, today technology, longer wave technology, and future. Yeah. We're being careful about the balancing how much content is in each of those buckets. Do you want to talk about
that? Yeah, so we can actually quantify it a little bit. To reecho what Steve said, there's a clear choice we have the way we do PDCs, which is we can wait until every plan is totally baked and the product is ready to ship, and then we can do essentially a launch event. Say, here it is, take it or leave it. Or we can do this kind of early advance look and say, look, we're a company that's all about a platform. We're a company that's all about partners. We want, when we RTM, we want you to be ready to RTM and build on top of our platform.
Yeah.
And we know that takes 18 months or 24 months in advance. So we're going to come out to you a little bit early, sometimes a lot early. And, you know, we're going to give a chance for us to work together. And, this, of course, the earlier you get from RTM date, the higher your risk goes. So we did hear the feedback, though, from 2003.
When you say working together, that's really important, because when I was on the buses last time, I was sitting next to attendees who were just incredible people, you know, CTOs of Fortune 10 companies, you know.
Yep.
And that's not your average attendee, you know, at an average conference. And
no,
so we're doing a bunch of evening sessions, like Birds of a Feather.
Let me I just want to tie off this thought before we bring it.
All right.
So you're right. We have a much more, I would say, sort of senior leadership level of people who come to PDC, because we're asking the people we want to come to PDC are the folks who are setting their own platform strategy and direction for the next 2 to 3 years and the next wave of product releases. So if you're in charge of trying to figure out what technology you're going to build on, what features you're going to have, we think PDC is the right conference for you. To help you out, we do think we have to have some kind of future-looking technology. Based on some of the feedback from PDC 2003, I actually set an explicit goal that no more than 15% of our content this year should be the really forward-looking stuff. So 85% of the stuff we're going to present this year, and we're actually tracking these numbers really closely. I'm making the track owners and the session owners present this stuff each week, so we make sure we're hitting our numbers.
Yeah.
85% of stuff that we are really high confidence is ready. We've heard feedback before. We're really confident that we're going to be able to ship it in the form that we present it. And 15% is not, and we should be totally upfront of that. That 15% roughly of the stuff you hear in PDC breakout sessions is blue sky stuff.
Yeah.
And it's things about what's the future of distributed platforms, what's the future of data and integration. And we've got some ideas, and we're really excited to talk about them, and we're excited to get feedback, and you should absolutely expect those kinds of things to change.
Before I get into the audience thing, since I'm one of those guys who gets to go around Microsoft and see a lot of cool, like I was just over at the mobile group this week and saw all the new 3 gigabyte phones that are coming out with really neat, very advanced platform, right? And I don't think anybody's really caught on to what's going on there, right? You guys get to bring that stuff out on stage and get people aware of what's going on in the tablet group, what's going on in the, you know, the home media center group, which is just amazing stuff. Nobody, you know, only the geeks like me and you guys really have seen this stuff, you know, all put together. And then you talk about, you know, how the enterprise is changing. You know, I'm seeing our computers used all over the place in weird ways that I didn't see coming 2 years ago. You know, plasma screens, for instance, and when I talked to Target, they're using plasma screens now in the stores in a whole new way. You know, and I'm sure you're having a ball just going around the company and figuring out what is it coming.
We are part of the evangelism team. So our day job is to go around and talk to the product folks building the new platform, pull it all together, condense it, and figure out, you know, the top-down strategy for external developers to adopt this stuff. And then the other job we happen to have right now is to do the PDC. So we are naturally in the business of talking to developers and PDC is just another way to do that. And it's an especially fun one for the reason you mentioned, that we get to go big with all this cool, exciting stuff and, you know, connect it together for people. And we really have more, you know, we could spend 2 weeks at, you know, in LA, not just 4 days in LA. We have enough to talk about there. So we really are.
It's just as amazing what didn't make the cut for the session. So there's a lot of technology that's cool, but if it's not quite ready to be part of our integrated platform story and we can't explain how it works together in a scenario, we're probably not going to show it at PDC this time around. And so the amount of stuff that we're deferring is actually pretty amazing.
You know, as that's being new to the whole PDC process and being new to the planning team this year, it's been, I think, especially fascinating along the same lines to see how the product groups snap to PDC. I mean, they will vie to get their content at PDC, and I know that you probably negotiate with them on a lot of different aspects of their content. What's appropriate?
The vision of American Idol, Andrew's coming out.
it's just
the three judges there.
The forcing function. I mean, what PDC does to the company in trying to getting people excited about showing their stuff and being part of that 15%, so they can get that feedback and learn from the attendees. It's really interesting.
I think that's really, really true. I mean, I think we can say without surprising too many people that Microsoft is a big place. You have a lot of people working on stuff that doesn't necessarily always make sense in the grand scheme of things. And when something like this comes along, they realize, wait a minute, in order for me to get people to use my stuff, I have to sort of fit it into the bigger platform story. It's got to, you know, the messaging, it's got to be simple. Developers have to understand why this is important to them.
Yep.
And it forces them, you know, to sort of get their act together and make it fit in. Otherwise, it just won't get the airtime.
I think Steve was trying to figure out one time, write a script or something, figure out how many man hours there were involved in, like, creating the last PDC. And I don't know if he ever came up with a number or could actually write the script. But, you know, I always have a problem when people say, oh, you're on the PDC team. You know, you guys are doing, gosh, I think almost time to think that we got 55,000 employees or how many people work at the company that are on the PDC team.
I think we should, just to really make that point, I think it's worth running down all the different kinds of content and community we have at the PDC. So the obvious one, keynotes. I'm not ready to say how many keynotes or anything like that, but there'll be some pretty cool keynotes. Always a good time. If you were there at 03, you remember, especially the day one keynote. The keynotes were just great. We've got the breakout sessions, the main focus of Jeremy's work, 150-ish or so breakout sessions. Really, each one sort of handcrafted, you know, fitted together so it's really all fit, you know, so that we're doing the work of really trying to figure out the most important things we could be telling you. Within breakout sessions, we're going to do lunch sessions. We're a slightly different kind of session. Panels. We think we're going to do panels this year. Last year was kind of an experiment. We're trying to learn from what was great last time and what didn't work. We have a couple of other ideas for kinds of, you know, of content. Not really ready to announce anything definitive, but last time we had symposium. We had Birds of Feather last time. We're going to do the same thing this time. Ask the Experts, an evening event where you get to just talk to the hundreds of Microsoft people about whatever you're working on, specific questions, architecture-type questions, specific questions, why won't this compile?
Yeah.
We moved Ask the Experts from the evening of day two to the evening of day three, so that you have now, you know, by the time SC Experts comes along in the evening of day three, you will have 3 days of event under your belt and you have more to ask questions about. Jeff mentioned the track lounges in the BA room, the big action room. What other
labs.
Kinds of, the lab, oh, how could I forget the labs? Last time, I think we had an order of maybe 5 or 10 times more labs than the previous PDC. So in 03, we had something like 90-something hands-on labs, very well received. This time, probably going to blow that number, you know, blow past that number. The labs and the breakout sessions are very closely tied together. So a lot of Jeremy's.
The labs are where you can actually put your hands on a computer and really have interactivity with the product team.
Yeah. So you know, the ideal sort of thing is you hear about something in a keynote, you go to a breakout session, maybe an anchor session that gives you the big picture or a detailed breakout session, and then there's a lab or two or three associated with that you can go hang out and that you can go do, and then you can go to a track lounge and ask questions at any time, and then go to the Ask the Experts and ask questions. People.
That's really where attendees can judge how real a technology is too, because you actually get to build your own app right there with the help of the guys who built the technology. It's really a remarkable place.
That's exactly. I did again on my blog a few months back. We did a little informal poll about why people are interested in things at the PC, including the labs, and that actually came back as there's a sort of close tie at the top, but sort of vaporware testing is the way I called it. Came back as a really strong reason to go to a lab, as well as getting to try out your own scenarios with the technology, get to see it hands-on. Do the bits really exist? can I replicate everything that the speaker did in their session? That's a pretty good test about how well this stuff is coming along and how solid it is.
Yeah.
So. And then okay. Related, if you don't mind, Robert, so I just want to quickly run through all the rest of the content. We have the bits disk that we hand out to attendees. At the last PDC, at the end of the first day's keynotes, we handed out the bits disk in this beautiful package. We'll be doing something similar this time. Yeah. I think we're up to maybe 6 DVDs worth of stuff this time. And then after the show, there's a post-conference disk, which we just announced will be given free to every attendee with some kind of content on every breakout. Last time it was audio plus synchronized PowerPoint. We'll see if we do the same or maybe do a little better this time. Anything else? What did I leave out, Jeff?
You know, there's all sorts of informal content as well.
The party!
The party. That's informal content. You know, it's everything from...
That's content.
From the party that you're going to meet up with, the informal meetups that, you know, people from different communities and groups are going to be...
Pre-cons.
How could I forget the pre-cons?
Pre-cons, you know, way to get stepped up to speed with what's going on. On 2 days.
Two days of pre-cons.
Steve's playing charades.
2 days of pre-cons.
First word.
Day one on Sunday, day two on Monday. We call it day minus one and day zero, but 2 days of pre-cons compared to last one day of pre-cons. So yeah. I think it's 11 or 12.
Now, are you guys planning any forest fires again this year?
If we planned them last time, it would have been all different.
So. We like to throw in a challenge, see how serious the attendees are.
Yeah. And the speakers.
I showed up on Sunday.
How did Chris Anderson get there last year?
So I was talking to him on cell phone. You know, he tracked him down in Las Vegas. Or Reno, or I can't.
And Reno, I thought.
Talked to him on the phone. I said, drive, get the car, get here. Because he was in, he and Don Box did the lap around Winnipeg.
For those who don't know, the last year there was fires all around San Diego. And airport was closed down.
Los Angeles.
Well, there was San Diego, Los Angeles. It closed down all the
air traffic. Sunday day zero, all the airports were shutting down. And, I'm the content owner, I'm thinking my job's done. You know, just have to sit back and watch the show, and suddenly
it all came together.
All this, the cell phone serving and everything, all the airports were shutting down. Not only could attendees not get in, but all the people in the keynotes and the day one breakout sessions couldn't get to the conference. But it did come together. A lot of people came in late. We took care of people.
We were really surprised, I remember, how many people actually made it. I mean, they did not. A shocking number of people still did whatever they needed to do to get there.
The keynote was rocking. I mean, it was just absolutely rocking. If I think about one of the highlights of my career, I think it's about 8 years I've been at Microsoft, was last PDC's keynote. And
it
watching.
When you got a window office?
When years ago it wasn't that big of a deal getting a window office, and now it's getting a little bit harder. But you know,
who knew Jim Alchin could code on stage? You know?
that was a buzz. That was just, you could feel when everybody walked out of the session. It was like you could feel the energy in the event, and I was just like, it was like a total rush.
Now, last year, I wrote about the projection screens we had there. There was, in that room with 8,000 or 10,000 people, something like that, there was 32 screens, right? You guys are this is going to be the first HD PDC, right?
Maybe. Thank you, Robert. Quick, somebody blog about it. We're going to try to do that. We're not sure we can pull it
off.
The technical requirements are amazing, but we know that that's where computers are going. We know that's where people's expectations are going, right? It used to be 600 by 800 was good enough. Now who, you know, that's part of the whole experience thing, Avalon, you know, our where we think Avalon will take the world. So maybe Robert, but we are thinking about that.
Hey, so I think we should ask Don a rude question, because you've got a marketing person here on Channel 9.
All right.
What would you ask the marketing
person? Wait a second. We don't let marketing people on Channel 9.
I know.
Don is the anti-marketing
marketing.
You know, marketing is not a bad marketing is bad marketing. Dawn is everything that is good marketing.
Yeah.
Well, that's flattering. Thank you. But I still represent that title.
Are you the one who did that Channel 9 video, the Channel 9 guy road trip video?
Perhaps.
That was hilarious. And how do you still have your job?
This is such an important event. We have invested in some top name talent. Namely, the Channel 9 guy to do some cameo appearances in some videos that we've got. So, we worked on that, and there's more to come there. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be really good. So, what can we say about marketing? I mean,
what's your job?
Well, the core job is really just to create the I think of it as creating the feeling for PDC and what it means and letting attendees know what the PDC represents and what Microsoft's about. This year, I think that I've thought about it a little bit differently. I think PDC is a really special event, and I think everyone who has been there, and I've been there, understands this. Certainly the attendees do. That's, we hear this from them, and everyone who works at Microsoft who goes there has, there's just a special feeling about this event. And it's partially to your point, Jeff, about the fact that it's not, it doesn't happen every year. There's a reason we do it when we do it. And so I'm, it's very challenging to try and let people know who haven't been there especially and remind people who have been there about what's important and what's special about it. And so we've made an investment in our visual identity for the show this year that was very different. I mean, in years past, I think we've sort of checked the marketing box, maybe because of the mentality of this particular audience, who are not exactly pro-marketing fans. But so we've just done the bare minimum and basic, and I think that we've really been thoughtful this year about how do we let people know about the excitement, the energy, and the feeling of PDC. And so you'll see that on our main PDC website that we've done in Channel 9. I mean, the community efforts that Jeff has made around Channel 9 this year have been excellent. So our investment is clear there, and our passion, I think, for the event is clear there. We've also done another website called Developer Power that's developerpower.com that's designed to just really show people the fun side of PDC, something that's not just the standard, here's where you register and here's where you find out about the event, but here's what's fun about it, and there's a vibe to that.
Now, you said a word, feeling, and as I go around Microsoft, I'm hearing that word more, that they want to get the emotion of using technology better. And like Cam Vitbrat, one of the designers on Longhorn on the user interface, said their team went and studied German sports cars, and then they went to museums and stuff to try to understand what makes people feel something.
I mentioned you brought up this HD thing, right? And I said something about, you know, we know that people want to, the bar is rising on experience, and that has a lot to do with how, you know, if it's a better experience visually and identify with it, you feel better about it, and that has affected the PDC creative style that you see that Don just talked about. When you look at it, we really do hope you see a different vision for PDC in general.
My question was, what are your influences? Are you going?
I just want to say is, I mean, this is really where we want Longhorn to be seen as going. Yeah. We think Longhorn is going there.
Well, and I think when people see the interface, that they'll understand
that's the
that.
Point of them, yeah.
But where we, when we,
it's not just the interface either.
When we started to think about it, though, we know that Channel 9 was such a great, not an experiment, but it was a great demonstration of what can happen when we share our passion at the company with the broader developer community. I think the success of Channel 9 is indicative of that. And so, in thinking about that, where we started with our creative style. We started thinking about what we get excited about. Working at Microsoft, what inspires us, and I can't think of a person on this team who's involved with PDC who doesn't feel passionately and very strongly that developers create the future, and that they are, we wanted to create an aspirational feel because we believe that they can have a direct influence on what happens. They are designers. This is an interesting thing we really uncovered that became very clear, is that there's a strong parallel between creative people and designers and developers, and this is something that may have seemed straightforward and common sense, but it really wasn't when you think about it. When you're trying to communicate with the audience, they're creative, they're fascinating. I mean, the things that people on Channel 9 have done, like with musicians, designers, and we worked with a great creative team initially when we did our brainstorming that really helped us understand that and see that. And we saw such tremendous parallels between somebody at a design firm and our developers, because I don't know if you remember that meeting with that guy who came and represented the agency, and this guy just got it.
Yeah,
We didn't have to explain it. The guy got it. He understood how it worked. He understood what was valuable and sort of this passion that we have. So the more we can let people in the community know how passionate we are, we think that the success sort of just happens, that people will be drawn to that.
To end up going back,
just the one thing I would say, I mean, that's where the tagline developer powered is from. I mean, it's really developers power this thing. We think the platform is developer powered. It's developers over developers.
That's sort of where I was going with this next question. With my last question was going back to the sitting on the bus next to the CTO of some big name companies, you know, really bright people. And I have a theory that there's more smarts out in the audience than there necessarily is up on stage.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, and so What other kinds of things? I know the birds of the feather. How are we going to start this conversation or continue it in the networking or in the parties? Or?
I mean, it's just how we connect with people. I mean, it's literally whether you're connecting one-on-one, just having a conversation, or connecting many or one-to-many through the sessions or through technology, through discussion boards.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I would say is that community is in a way, a mysterious thing. We're trying to do some basic things to set it up and make it happen, you know, create a big environment where people can talk face-to-face, talk to each other electronically, and we think the rest will come naturally.
And they have the Birds of the Feather session, too.
Birds of Feather, where
I learned some incredible things.
Where non-Microsoft people come in and talk about what they're doing. Yeah. We have a couple of things we can't talk about that we're thinking
Microsoft
about there.
Microsoft people can't have the Birds of a Feather are the voice for you. Yeah. I mean, if I'm a Microsoft employee, I can't suggest a topic. I can't host a Birds of a Feather. This is an announcement. Basically, if you want to have a talk at the PDC, on the MSDN site, we'll have a link there so that you can sign up and submit your talk for the Birds of a Feather.
And then the community gets to vote. So yeah. The community's picking which one's most interesting. The other thing I say, maybe Steve was sort of alluding to it, and I won't go too far beyond the bounds of disclosure since the plan isn't baked, but we've thought about it. People told us we want to go to PDC just to get inspired in general about what software is all about and what the opportunities are in the scenarios. So, obviously we use the keynotes, our keynotes, to present our vision for inspiring. But we know that there are a lot of amazing people doing a lot of amazing, inspiring work. You and your pistachio factory guy was an example that I like a lot, to keep coming back to that. So we're thinking about how we can help others inspire people at PDC. We don't have anything to say quite yet, but I'd love to make that happen as a content guy.
It'll be a little hard to bring a pistachio factory to PDC, though.
Yeah, this guy runs
three huge factories with one tablet PC. It's amazing.
I
talk about that in a lot of meetings.
I did at one point ask whether we could put a pistachio shelling machine on the show floor. The answer was no. But
the LA Convention Center is a big place. Everyone likes pistachios, right? And the one last thing I just want to say is that, we've talked about the obvious things, Longhorn, Office, and content community, but there's, it's also a great place where we're going to talk about the latest breaking news. So Scott Guthrie blogged about his Atlas stuff. We're going to be talking about that, some other stuff. Dean Havovich and the whole RSS announcement. We're going to be bringing all of that full force.
I have a feeling IE team has a few other things in their sleeve.
Could be. Yeah. So that's another thing. That's a lot of what is getting us excited about this particular.
Very cool.
PDC 2005, wear your helmet.
Or your tinfoil hat or something.
It's going to be full of information.
Actually, given the number of Wi-Fi access points we're going to have.
I'm talking about the volume of information. It's like PDC 2005, my head hurts. So, keep all right. Hands in the car.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Well, thank you.
See you in LA.
Thanks for staying an hour or 40 minutes with us.
Thanks. Shorted.